we simply cannot wait for a cyber 9/11 before our government takes this threat seriously and acts to protect these critical assets.
Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins, the ranking minority member of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, as the principal co-author of the Protecting Cyberspace as a National Asset Bill, Collins punctuated her opening statement on the measure with a lot of now familiar stories about the potential for problems to the nation if something isn't done to shore up the nation's cyber infrastructure. Her co-author is Delaware Democrat Tom Carper.
Looking around this room, standing room only, I would suggest that finally, at long last, we have a real national focus, real strong focus here in the Senate and in the House with the administration on taking the steps that we need to make sure that our Internet, which has grown more complex by the day, that we have made steps toward securing that Internet.
The principal co-author of the bill is Connecticut Democrat Joe Lieberman, who chairs the Homeland Security Committee. As he did last week, he spoke confidently about one of the most important planks of his cybersecurity bill.
We need leadership. We need focused and clear leadership, and our bill provides it in the form of a White House Office of Cyberspace Policy that would lead all federal efforts to defend cyberspace, that is, civilian defense and private. The office would be led by a Senate-confirmed director accountable to the public. We have previously asked, for instance, White House Cyber Coordinator Howard Schmidt to testify before this committee, but we've always been turned down, apparently on the grounds of executive privilege. Our legislation would change that by requiring Senate confirmation and thereby making Mr. Schmidt or whoever holds that position subject to the call of Congress and the public. We also need a stronger agency to defend the .gov networks and oversee the defenses of our most critical infrastructure. The Department of Homeland Security, Inspector General, will issue a report tomorrow critical of many operational elements of the department's cybersecurity effort, citing a lack of clear authority as one of the issues that needs to be rectified. Our bill more than addresses these shortcomings by creating a National Center for Cybersecurity and Communications within the Department of Homeland Security, which would have new, strong authorities to protect non-defense, public sector, and private sector networks from cyber attack.
Lieberman's primary witness to talk about his cybersecurity bill could find his future portfolio expanded if it becomes law. Phil Reitinger is Deputy Undersecretary with the National Protection and Programs Directorate with the Department of Homeland Security. And while he remained officially noncommittal about the Lieberman bill, he says he's given some thought about how the measure fits with adjustments in cybersecurity strategy that have taken place recently at DHS.
A key focus in the administration is moving towards, or I should say, moving away from annual paper reports and more towards continuous monitoring. What's the real security situation we're in? And, apropos of where this committee is intending to go, providing the operational responsibility to manage that effort to the Department of Homeland Security. Turning finally to the bill. I regret I am not able at this time to state an administration position on the bill, which was introduced last week. That said, DHS looks forward greatly to continuing to work with the committee on strengthening the department's ability to accomplish its cybersecurity mission. I particularly welcome this committee's and the sponsor's support for the DHS mission, its support for allowing DHS's effort to maximize its hiring flexibilities, and the continuing and clear support in the bill for privacy and civil liberties, which we believe are fundamental to cybersecurity.
As he has done in the past week, Chairman Lieberman continues to promote his cybersecurity bill as the one around which all the others are expected to rally in the weeks to come.
There are bills on this subject that are moving through various committees. There's none quite as well. I shouldn't say that. Senator Snow and Senator Rockefeller have introduced a bill in commerce that's comprehensive. We think ours is more comprehensive, but the other bills in armed services and judiciary go to points of this, and I think there will be, I know the majority leader intends for there to be a blending of these bills into one bill that comes to the floor.
The Connecticut Democrat is so confident of his measure, he's already scheduled a markup session for his cybersecurity bill for next Wednesday, June 23rd. On Capitol Hill, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.